Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A coalition, Alan, of federal and state officials say they have no evidence that votes were compromised or altered in last week's presidential election, rejecting unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud advanced by President Donald Trump and many of his supporters. The statement from cybersecurity experts, which trumpets the November 3rd election as the most secure in American history. And as the president says, the Washington Post stews over the election, he mostly ignores the public duties of the presidency. Here's where we sit today.
Well, David, we hear that the president is dejected over his loss. I'm so surprised about that. His own agencies, and that's what's important here, his own agencies are saying that it was the most secure election in history. And that goes a long way, along with the fact that there are some of the spineless Republicans have begun to come over the line, but only putting a little toe into the water by saying that he should have the briefings that he has been denied by Trump. Well, they know they're vulnerable because if something terrible happens and the American people are left at risk as a result of this ridiculous policy on the part of Trump, it will be awful to see what Republicans will have to face, and they know it. So instead of saying, yeah, he won, Biden won, they're saying he's entitled to the briefings. It's one tiny step closer to acknowledgement of what has happened here. You have people like Mitch McConnell who are standing on the sidelines. Apparently he has no shame whatsoever and will not do what's right for the body politic and for American democracy. You know, here's a guy who's older, who just won't do the right thing, and he has to live with that. In the meantime, Arizona now goes for Biden. It's now been called for Biden. First time in a long, long time that that state has gone that way, showing Arizonians have some sense of right and wrong, and they are doing what they need to do, and Arizona goes into the Biden column. The upshot of all of this, of course, is that unless Trump pulls something that is so extraordinary, there are people who write me every day with one idea or another about what he could pull in the Electoral College and how he could force it into the House of Representatives where every state gets one vote and win that way. And I think people are appropriately, and I say appropriately, worried about what he will do because we know that he does not have a bottom when it comes to how low you can go. So it is a morning where we're all watching. There are lots of apprehensive people, and I'm one of them. You can't underestimate the chicanery that this guy is capable of, this Trump person, and it's something that everybody has to keep their eye on. The question is, if you're a United States Senator, a Republican, and you see democracy being threatened, and you see in your mind's eye the history books and what they're going to say about this, assuming that Trump loses, and when they start counting up who was where, you really have to start to think. And, you know, you got to go home, and you got to see your kids. You got to see your husband or your wife. You got to understand that this is no ordinary time. The Republic and its democracy is at stake.
Well, we've been honoring veterans this week, and Alan, you mentioned Arizona. How much in that race do you think John McCain played?
I think it was huge. John McCain was worshipped in that state in Arizona. Let's face it, this is a guy who was taken prisoner because he was an admiral's son. They were going to let him out, and he said, not until everybody goes. He was a real hero. And then along comes Trump. And for some reason, Trump dumps on McCain. I think that that was one of the most serious mistakes that this president has made. I mean, it was almost a guarantee, David, as your question implies, that Arizonians were not going to take it.
Well, what about the grief, anger, and disbelief the Trump voters are facing right now? They're acting like they're not going to take it. I heard quite an interview from the BBC this morning with a woman, a Trump supporter. She was literally in tears, believing that the Democrats and Biden have stolen this election. Now, Biden's reached out to all Americans, but how does this impact him going forward?
Well, it can't be an easy situation. Look, over 71 million people voted for Trump. Many of them are very angry and will believe anything he said. Why? Well, this election has always been about status, that there are some people who like it the way that it is. They don't think Black Lives Matter, not all of them, some of them do, but they think that there's a coming majority in this country and that they will be excluded. It's nonsense, of course, but they believe whatever Trump says. And the only way that that's going to be dealt with is if Joe Biden becomes the president, acts as a moderate, does what he needs to do to reassure people that he is their president in a way Trump never was, the president of everybody, and will keep saying that. You know, I've been very interested, David, in watching CNN, which really took the gloves off in this thing, and I'm delighted to have seen what they do. But every day, they now put up in the right-hand corner the election votes. Okay, folks, here are the votes that have been counted. Here's where President-elect Biden is, and here's where President Donald Trump is. And they do that, I'm sure, just to reinforce the sense that Biden was properly elected, and they want everybody to remember that. That's so important.
Of course, the other reinforcement is all these world leaders and countries checking in and congratulating Biden, the latest China.
Look, if China is doing it, you better be sure. And by the way, it's not coming from their president. It's coming from the foreign ministry's spokesman of the huge communist bureaucracy. It is not President Xi directly. But on the other hand, I think when you take the democracies of the world, and China is not one of them, and you see the kind of reinforcement that they are giving to Joe Biden, you have a sense that they know that this is part of the game, that they have to tell the American people, congratulations, you did it right. You are saving democracy. Because if you don't do it now, it might be very hard later on.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.